says Omer Rav Amram, Lefi Shein Lemeidim Mishita Achreina, because we can't learn out from the last Shita. So Rashbam explains, Mefnei Shein Eidim Yechelu Mekarachis Emosan Kol Kach Besomach, the Seif Hashtar, the Eidim can't sign, like at the end of the Shtar, so much right near the last line. And usually, Ilmanichin Revach Bein Hashtar Lechisimosan, we leave over a little bit space between the signatures and the end of the Shtar. So we have to be afraid that V'yochol Odom Lezayif, a person could go and add and write something in there. Uloisev Bein Tayim, Shitachas. Hilgach therefore, Tikrim Rabbon Alachzim Inyon, Yishoshtar V'shitar Achroina. The one on the second to go over the Inyon of the Shtar, Lesh Shita. Levilti Sheyichtav Bo, Dover, in order that shouldn't be written there anything that's a Surach. So therefore, since the last line anyway, we do not learn from, so therefore we're not afraid somebody will stick in a bottom line in between the shtar and the signatures of the Eidim. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Minolachoho, how do you know such a site like this to say that the Eidim, that the last line, we do not learn from, that's only a Chazoro. Oh, Malay the Tani, we learn like this. Hirchekes Eidim, Shnei Shita, Minaksav, Posel. Shnof, the Eidim sign, two lines below the shtar, then takas posel, that's no good. What about shita achas kosher? If we only sign one line below the shtar, then the shtar is still kosher. Samara says, maishnor shnei shitin, why is two lines different, that's posel? Because we're afraid, dimu mezayif akosav, shita dimu mezayif akosav. Maybe you'll add something onto that last like line or two that wasn't there in the shtar before. We'll add on new conditions, and we're afraid of that. Therefore, the shtar is no good. For the Gemara, if you're afraid of that, if so, shitrachas nami mezayich bekosav. Even if the Eidim sign just below one line, if they left over one line between the end of the shtar and the chsimus Eidim, we should also be afraid that maybe this would happen, that the person now after the Eidim sign will come and add on something to the last line. Elulav isn't the answer. Shmamin, here's the proof. That ain lemeidim mishita achrayna shramina. That since it's only the bottom line that's left over, from the bottom line we don't learn anyway. So therefore, if it's only one line left over, we're not afraid. Even if we would add something in there, we would not learn anything out from it. Because the shita achrayna, usually it's just meant the chazer over was written before, nothing new was written in that last line. But if two lines were left over, then we have to be afraid that the first line will add on some conditions, and that will be mizuyas. Nothing more says.